Now we're going to start the rules of Shvana and Shvanach. We've discussed that a Shvana means a Shva that starts a syllable, it's connected to the next letter like Shema, and then we send another Shvanach, it's like the Mem in Ra'am says, the Mem that fit, it's a Shva that connects to the previous letters. So we have a Shva that's starting and connected to the next letter, as opposed to a Shva connected to the previous letters. We said a Shvanach has a sound, it's pronounced I. That's a Shvanach Shema, as opposed to Shvanach has no sound, it's just the letter itself, like Ra'am says, or the Lamed in Shmuel. The Lamed doesn't have any sound. How do we know if it's a Shvanach Shvanach? Now, there are five rules. The easy way to remember that in the people who wrote these rules wrote Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, because they have a remez for each letter, is a remez to the way, it's a hint to way of remembering the five rules. So, we're only going to do three of them. We'll mention three of them today. The other two are a little more complicated, we'll worry about in the future. But the first three, which are their simple, very basic rules, is Aleph stands for the first letter of a word. Every shva in the beginning of a word will obviously be starting a syllable, right? If it's the first letter, it has to be starting the syllable because there was nothing before it. So, for, like we said, shema or tefillin, and these words, always the shema, the shva at the beginning is a shvana because it's the first aleph, it's the first letter of a word, and therefore it is going to be a shvana. So you read it, shema, tefillin, teruma, and what other examples we have? Shvana. That's right. So those of us that are saying shva are actually saying this wrong and should not be giving a dictic shir. Anyway, that's the rule number one. Rule Beis. Two. Beis is the second of two consistent shvas. For example, we had the example was given earlier. Well, I'll give one simple example, like the word Yishberu. Yishberu. I can't write it down because I haven't got the guy who said he's going to get me a board and markers didn't get me.
I got the board,
but there's no markers. It didn't help me anything. All right, my finger. Take the word Yishberu. So the shin following the yud is a shvanach. It's conclude. You know, let me explain why. Well, if you have two letters, each with a shva. So the first one will be a shvanach, a resting shva. The second one will be a shvanach, a moving one, an active one, connecting to the next letter. Obviously, the reason for that is because the first shva cannot be before the next shva, so it must be it's closing the previous syllable and connected to the letter before. Yish. And then the next shva is obviously going to be starting the next syllable. Again, when I have two shvas, the shva, like we said, either starts a syllable or concludes, finishes a syllable. So if I have two shvas, then obviously the first one will be finishing the previous syllable, and the second one will be opening the next syllable. So therefore, in the word yish beru, the first one is yish as a shvanach, and the beru becomes a shvanach, and it starts the next syllable. So the example we talked about last year, we discussed the area, the place where they lived. The Am Yisrael lived in a place called Ra-Meses. The reason why it's pronounced Ra-Meses is because the ayin has a shva, so it's Ra. Now, the reason this word often is pronounced wrong is because Ashkenazim don't pronounce an ayin. We do ayin like an aleph, which has no sound, so therefore it sounds like Ram-Meses. But if you look at it inside, you'll see the ayin has a shva. So the correct way, like we mentioned, is Ra-Meses. And anytime, that's a second rule, that's two consistent shvas. Now, we're going to skip the third rule, which is Gimel for Gedoyla. We'll get back to that another time. We're going to skip the fourth rule, which is Dalid for Dugish. Okay? We're going to go now to the fifth rule. The fifth rule is very simple. It's actually a rule that was made up by Achronim, because Rishonim did not hold like this, but we are in the Achronim generation, so we're going to follow this rule also. And that is the Ha Hey, meaning the first, that's just the way they write it, the first of two similar letters. Take the word Yivarechecha, right? The word Yivarechecha finishes with two chafs, Yivarechecha, right? Now, if I were to pronounce that as the first shva, the first letter, the chaf with the shva, as a shvanach, it would be pronounced Yivarechecha. Can anyone else say that? You can't, because it's almost impossible to pronounce. Yivarecha. Or take the word hinini, right? Hinini. It sounds very bizarre, doesn't it? So in those words, when you have two similar letters, and the first one has a shva, the first one will be a shvana. So let me just recap that really quickly, and then we'll stop there. Out of the five klalim of shvana, aleph, beis, gimel, dalet, hey, we learned aleph, beis, and hey. Aleph is the first letter of every word that starts with a shva, will be a shvana. The second, beis, is the second of two shvas. When I have two shvas, the first will be a nach, and the second one will be a shva na, opening the next syllable. And the fifth rule, hey, is the first of two similar letters, like the word yivarechecha or hinini. Those two will be the first one, if it has a shva, will be a shva na. Thank you for listening.
Go ahead.